CliffCentral.com.
Speaking of having a sense of humor, someone who makes us smile, because we know when he's here it's Friday, is George Meany. You haven't seen George for a while, have Ben?
No.
Hey, Gareth. How's it been?
Two months.
All right, what's happening, George?
Gareth's running off. I mean, Ben's running off into the sunset doing good things. So.
Sometimes.
Yeah. didn't you help Ben with what car he had to buy at some point?
George always gives me good advice, but I went under the radar with that.
Okay.
Anyway, enough about me.
Very good.
You can help me, George. I'm in the market.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Leah needs to get herself a new car.
All right.
Yes. Before it stops being a car.
What's happening, George?
So Toyota intends to move people in new ways and new kinds of vehicles. What's been odd about Toyota is they haven't entered the electric car race significantly. They haven't entered the electric car race properly like other manufacturers. And everybody's been wondering what's going on underneath all of this, for lack of a better word, silence. And they're planning a new product line, which is... defining their company as a mobility company rather than an electric car company. So they want to create brand new looking things that transport and deliver people from one point to another in creative ways. So this little thing is called the ePallet. And it comes in one-seaters, two-seaters, four-seaters, and they're going to be introducing this at the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympics and Paralympics.
What do you think of it? Be honest.
You know, to be that radical, I think the company might go backwards before it goes forwards.
But they almost kind of have to have an approach like this because Nissan's had the Leaf for quite a long time. BMW and Merck and all those companies are doing that. Tesla's doing it. They had to do something different.
They have to do something different, exactly.
Because of where they are in that, like you said, they're quite late to the race.
Yeah.
So they have to have a different angle, even if it's not the best.
Yes. So, you know, Toyota, if you looked at a map of Africa, it would be painted red because it's just so full of Toyota.
Mm.
Africa is one of the most penetrated markets when it comes to Toyota.
How old are you, Gareth?
Old enough to know what penetration means.
Uh-huh. Anytime anyone says that word, I have to go.
Market penetration for Gareth. And we had the last Formula One Grand Prix at Abu Dhabi 2 weeks ago. And Schumacher's 2002 F1 Ferrari was auctioned off for 97 million rand. Second most expensive Formula One car ever auctioned off. The most expensive Formula One car ever auctioned off was the previous Ferrari, the 2001, which went for 110 million rand.
Sorry, I know probably a stupid question. With the engine?
I would assume it would be with the engine, yes. But I don't know.
What else are you going to do with it?
Sometimes... Someone's not buying it because they want to go racing. They're buying it so they can have it. It's probably going to end up in like a bar in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, but I mean, I would imagine it would have the engine in it.
For that much money, you should bloody well hope so.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think that the buyer would be wanting to race this thing around a track. And the reason I say I think the engine would be in it is because there's been others that have been sold off, and then you see them appear on a track... And somebody takes them for a spin. So look at Senna's, one of Senna's old cars that somebody owns has been on a track recently. So I would imagine that it's got its engine in it.
Okay.
And then a funny story is priests are the most dangerous, or among the most dangerous drivers.
Priests.
Is
that just outside of schools?
In the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom.
Well, their collars are so tight, they can't check their blind spot.
So when insurance companies...
The kids are their blind spots.
Oh, my word.
This is getting pissed.
You've offended so bad right now.
Priests
are among the most of the worst drivers in London, and this comes from a study from insurance companies. Because when you apply for insurance in the UK, they have to score you based on driving offences that you incur, and priests are the seventh worst drivers and most dangerous drivers in the UK.
But George, the question is, where are nuns? Eighth or sixth?
Nuns aren't on the list. Car dealers. Very, very surprisingly, are fourth.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
So very, very interesting that also men were found to be six times more likely to be dangerous drivers than women.
Well, of course.
And convictions found that men between the ages of 20 to 24 carry the majority.
Yeah, and you women don't start getting superior. The only reason you have cars is because of men.
Wow.
You'd be walking to work if it wasn't for men inventing cars. Think
so,
about that.
So the most dangerous drivers in the UK are warehouse loaders.
Oh.
That makes sense.
With those little forklifts? Because those get into accidents.
The thing about it, like, they don't like their job, so they're always late.
Yeah, that's
and they're
true.
Lugging stuff around.
Warehouse loaders, the most dangerous drivers in the UK. And then a Chinese carpenter has made a sports car out of wood entirely.
That's a stupid waste of time. And if he gets into an accident, it's also a fire hazard.
Exactly. But it's taken him 8 years to build this car, cost him 27,000 Rand, and he sold wooden bikes to raise money to build this thing.
Good on him. Forget what Gareth said. That's brilliant.
Mm. It's brilliant. I think it's good, you know. Although he's right, though. If that gets into an accident, he might be impaled.
Impaled? He'll catch fire. It'll be like Joan of Arc at the funeral pyre. Trust me.
Yeah, you rub two pieces of wood together fast exactly. enough, you're going to get a fire.
Right. And if the whole thing's made of wood, obviously the engine isn't.
Yeah, the engine and the electronic components are all from the Mercedes.
Everything's made of wood, but the engine.
And the chassis.
And the chassis. And the steering wheel. And then this. And then that. Eventually, so only 10% of your thing's made of wood.
That's now the main.
So was that station wagon in the 1970s with the wood paneling on the sides.
And then everybody's experienced the floods in the last week.
Yes.
And cars have been swept away, but
Which car is the best for a flood?
The one that floats, which is
none of them. Because I've watched some videos of...
That wooden car would float pretty well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that wooden car would probably do well.
Oh, who's the idiot now?
In St. William, where there was flooding, there were a couple of cars that were washed away, and some of them floated better than others. For example, I saw a Polo, which was riding higher than a Mercedes-Benz. Do you think a Polo would be better then?
I don't know. Maybe the ones with the biggest tires on, with the most air.
Or the ones that seal the best on the doors.
Or seal the best on the doors, yeah. Some of the really rugged 4x4s maybe.
So here is some genuine and real and useful advice if you ever are in a car that goes into water and you need to get out of the car. You've got to be careful not to try and open the door if there's less water in the car than there is outside. Because first of all, it's going to be difficult to open the door. And second of all that water is going to rush in and then you could drown. So wait until the level, if you can get out. But if not, the level inside the car is equal to the level outside the car. Then you should be able to open the door fairly easily and escape. And the same obviously goes for windows.
So that's because of pressure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the pressure equalizes, which means you can open the door or the window. You can't open the doors and the windows because the pressure is uneven.
Yeah.
But Centurion was the worst, as you say. Cars got washed away. Pretoria North was second. Broncos Sprait was third. And then Botshabelo in the Free State, as well as Frankfurt, Zeerust, and a couple of other areas. So these floods were widespread. They were huge. All over the parts of Gauteng.
Get a load of rubber dinghy in the back of your car if you live in any of those areas, because you may need it.
I saw a video of somebody driving there, what I thought was a Land Rover, with the water waiting over the bonnet to get to his house.
Sure.
And then driving into his driveway and the car came out of the water.
Wow. Some cars are good at these things. Those ones with the
snorkel.
They've got a snorkel. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there you can just go through anything with that snorkel.
You can go deep, huh?
Yeah, you can go deep. That's all.
Because, I mean, the only thing that stops the car is the air intake taking in water.
Mm. That's it. Otherwise, if you've got that covered, you're okay.
Yeah. All right.
Very useful.
And, out of interest, you know that if your car takes in water, the warranty... may be nullified.
What do you mean?
So like your cell phone, if you get water damage, some warranties could be nullified if your car takes in water, because the engine can't handle water, because water is not a combustible a liquid, and it causes the piston arms to bend.
Oh,
Sia's just taken a lot in there. You go, Sia, piston arm, that's your new one. The piston arm, my rear suspension's faulty.
And your warranty could actually be nullified.
Very good. You've got to look after your car and don't drive into water that's too deep. And also, remember, it only takes 20 centimeters of water on a low water bridge for you to be washed away.
That's very true.
Yeah, so you've got to, you don't think you're some kind of hero, no matter what your car is.
I think the trick is abandon your car. If your car starts sliding, just get out of the thing, because it's more of a hazard for you to be in the car than out of the car.
Absolutely. And you don't want to be washed down the river. That's no fun at all. All right. Well, you're away. You're going away for the next. This is the last.
Last physical update.
You're going to be on the line next week.
I'll be on the line next Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you flying to, George?
No, I'm not flying to George. That's expensive. George is too expensive to fly to.
It's because SAA cancelled all the flights and then I think reinstated them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in South Africa. I'm not going to stay right now. I'll tell you after the fact, Ben.
Okay. It's very exciting locations. CliffCentral.com.